Why does Australia need a royal commission into abuse, violence and neglect of people with disabilities?
Well, Australian Lawyers for Human Rights will just back the findings of the Senate inquiry, which were released in November 2015, which recommended a royal commission. So this is not new news, and it's certainly not controversial. It should just be a step that the federal government takes in responsibly discharging its governance duties to Australians, including the most vulnerable Australians. And what we all witnessed on Four Corners last night was absolutely harrowing and a parent's worst nightmare. And I urge Prime Minister Turnbull and the other members of his cabinet to really, affect the rights and protect the rights and promote the rights of Australians with disability, because clearly what we saw shows a completely different story, where the most vulnerable Australians have been completely let down and marginalised by the system, and I want to know where the fair go is for them.
That recommendation that you were talking about was delivered in a Senate inquiry in November of 2015. Why has a royal commission not been announced yet?
Well, not only has a royal commission not been announced, it's been flatly refused. Why it took so long to even get to a government response, one can speculate that, this situation with the mistreatment and maltreatment of Australians with disability appears to be a very disturbing trend, that their needs and their legal rights are somehow looked at by government departments, including prosecutors, as somehow secondary to that of other Australian citizens. That is not right. Australia has signed the International Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, and in fact we were one of the first signatories to sign and ratify that international convention. And so it is utterly insincere of the Australian government to not properly stick up for Australians who are in such vulnerable situations as the people that we witnessed on the Four Corners episode last night, including Andrew and Philip.
So is this just a government problem of malpractice, or is this an industry issue where these things are being swept under the rug?
Well, it appears a very significant systemic dysfunction on numerous different levels. Certainly the government is not doing its job properly regulating the industry, and the industry is just completely run amok. You saw, if you watch the episode, the organisation Lifestyle Solutions and other providers who were just really have gone completely off the rails and are treating vulnerable Australians as dollar figures rather than as human beings. And it is incredibly disturbing. Lifestyle Solutions in New South Wales and then Autism Plus in Victoria were the companies, the private companies, who are making a profit, let's be clear, off the mistreatment and neglect of these people. So there's absolutely something that Australian Lawyers for Human Rights is very passionate about promoting, is the new area of business and human rights, and the fact that private businesses need to take leadership in promoting and protecting human rights, and it's not just for governments to do. And in 2011, the guiding principles on business and human rights were unanimously adopted by the UN Human Rights Council, which was quite unprecedented. And we are working with other groups to get the Australian government and businesses to map out a national action plan for business and human rights. So I can see from what I've witnessed on the Four Corners episode that there is a real need for companies to get real and get with the times. And as one of the parents said on the episode, this is 2017 in an affluent country that is Australia. How can this be happening?
And that's a great question, and I think that's what people are looking at, how are these things still happening? And one of the mechanisms that is in place is that the new National Disability Insurance Scheme has a federal disability watchdog in place. Why do you think this isn't enough to secure people's safety in these homes?
Well, I mean, it's like many human rights issues and many of the different human rights violations that are occurring in Australia, whether it be with regards to Indigenous people's rights, with regards to homeless people, people with mental illness, or asylum seekers in offshore detention centres. Everyone always asks the question, well, what's the solution? What's the solution? And the solution is putting in place the solutions that all of the experts have put their heads together and have this great area of expertise, that all the answers, we have all the answers for many of these problems. The problem, the perennial problem, is political will, and that there's never any political will to implement the solutions and, you know, innovate solutions, you know, try new systems and just be a little bit more courageous in terms of how they address these problems rather than just throwing money at it and hoping it will go away, for example. In answer to your question, if they're just reinventing the dysfunctional wheel, which appears to be the case, the Federal Disability Watchdog is going to be, you know, reordering the deck chairs on the Titanic and not actually solving the problem of avoiding the iceberg, if that's a good analogy. It is the case that the NDIS is not going to be able to address the plight of all people with disabilities. So there's going to be a number of people with disability who are not going to be subject to the jurisdiction of that watchdog. So already it's failed those people without even beginning. What the government needs to do is instead of sticking its head in the sand and being stubbornly fixated on pursuing its own agenda and looking at balancing its budgets and all those kinds of things, it needs to go out, as with all human rights problems, and consult with the victims, consult with their families, consult, and learn about the nature of the problems and how they're best going to be solved. And as I said, we have amazing intellectual resources in this country. We have access to amazing intellectual resources around the world to solve all of these problems. And what we need is political will and ingenuity and courage in order to make that happen.
So how can our listeners help your group, the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, in ensuring that a Royal Commission does take place into the abuse of people with disabilities?
Get on Google right now and look up your Member of Parliament, if you don't know who that is, and then telephone them and ask to have a meeting with them. You'll be able to book in a meeting with them, which will probably go for about 10 to 15 minutes. You can meet them and you can tell them how concerned you are about this. And I'm talking about, I mean, you can do your state member, but definitely your federal Member of Parliament. It's a very nice exercise in deliberative democracy. Doing this, and you know, we should, as Australians and as concerned citizens, we should be much more in the habit of you know, exercising our democratic fitness, as it were, and going to visit with our representatives on a much more regular basis. So I mean, I would, if I and I would, I mean, I meet with politicians quite often on various different issues, but you know, if all Australians and all the listeners were to, you know, lock in a time every month to meet with their local member, and even if you couldn't get that amount of time, it would really put the pressure on them, and I think a lot of things would shift, and we certainly wouldn't have these blowouts. I'm going on to another issue, but, you know, of this taxpayer-funded, you know, rorts and over-expenditures that are going on when politicians think they're completely unaccountable and untouchable. So it's up to 4ZZZ listeners, it's up to all of us, to hold politicians to account, to make them do their jobs representing us, and to demand from them that things need to change with regards to care for people with disability. And one of the ways that's going to happen, and it's never going to be the kind of complete panacea to the problem, but having a Royal Commission will shine light in these dark areas, which the Four Corners episode did, but in a much more formal way, a Royal Commission will do that. and you know, hopefully we'll get some good outcomes. So talking about it, you know, talking to politicians about it, writing letters about it, all of that helps, and all of that will make a positive contribution to hopefully changing all of this and catching us up to the modern civilized world.
Thank you so much, Benedict Coyne, for joining us on 4ZZZ.
No worries. Thank you very much.